Welcome to the Entrepreneur's Logbook podcast, where we uncover the strategies and insights driving extraordinary business growth. Today, we're joined by Bevan Essan, Chief Operating Officer at Kimola, a pioneering research technologies company that helps companies analyze customer feedback to enhance their customer experience. Bevan brings over a decade of experience in strategy and consumer insights, having worked with global brands throughout her career. As a recipient of the Golden Effie, named the youngest social entrepreneur by the Sylvain Lauriat Foundation, she's been instrumental in growing Kimola from its root to a full-fledged AI-based customer feedback and analysis platform that has worked with clients in over 90 countries. Bebin, it's great to have you on the show. Welcome.
Hi, Zach. That's great. It's great to
Well, I really appreciate you coming on. Obviously, we were chatting like back and forth on like LinkedIn here, and I think probably the best way to like actually kick things off would be just hear like a bit of like your background. I obviously have a bit of idea of like what you've done, where you came from, but for other people that might not be as familiar here.
Sure. So I'm actually coming from a research background. I started doing face-to-face surveys on the street with people when I was 19 years old during college. So I always say things like the best way to learn a job is actually doing it in the kitchen, you know? I was in the kitchen, and after graduation, I graduated from marketing and advertising. I worked at multiple advertising agencies, both traditional and digital, for years, for over 7 years. Then I met Kimola in 2017, and now I'm at Kimola as a CEO. Right now I'm handling clients, our communication and branding strategies, product marketing, sales, and growth.
You're managing everything basically. And like I understand, like as you mentioned, you joined in like 2017. Like Kimola was already a startup. They had customers, like they already had some sort of like growth. Like what somewhat happened like afterwards, like when you joined to like grow the company? Because I understand like you guys were able to like reach out to like more than like 1,000 like small, medium-sized businesses in like 2 years. Like what did I guess like the growth strategy look like from that side of things?
So we got invested by 500 Startups, which is a global tech investor in the US. And in 2019, we wanted to be close to them, so we moved to San Francisco. And when you're out from an accelerator program as a startup, even though if you have clients, they always want you to follow enterprises and sell to them. So B2B and SaaS businesses are all about enterprises. And in research, it's the same thing. Research is going for enterprises because it's stable, right? But then everyone is also talking about the product market fit for SaaS founders, for SaaS companies. And what we saw here, it was actually our founder. He saw that SMBs actually need analysis. They need data, and they don't have the tools, they don't have the know-how, and they don't know what to do with the data. So if I sum up, what we did was to understand their needs. They need to scrape the data from various channels, and then they need to analyze it perfectly. And then someone needs to tell them what to do with the data. So this is what actually we do with AI, not us. So as a SaaS platform, we scrape the data, we analyze it, and then we tell you what to do with the data. So that made us really, really grow with SMBs. And we generated like hundreds of landing pages for them, for hair salons, for beauty salons, for coffee shops, for museums. And we have like a couple of museums already that are using Kimola.
That's interesting. Like a museum, that's like probably one of like the last business type of companies or like organization I would be thinking would use like a platform. And I guess like one of the things you mentioned, obviously, like those small, medium-sized businesses, like a lot of people, they have like all this data. They might track it. Like I know that's even something we struggle with sometimes where we're gonna track all the data, we're gonna try to make the best educated assumption, business decision based on the data. But there's a lot of organization that have all this data, but they have no idea how to use it. And
Yeah.
in this like age, like data is really crucial. Like you're able to make smarter business decision. You can grow faster by using like the correct data. And when you like guys like work these types of like businesses, is there any specific of type of like data that they analyze like often that really serves some like growth purposes or?
So basically, Kimola can analyze any textual data. This could be surveys. This could be your social media conversations, the mentions that are coming from Twitter or Instagram. It could also be chatbot agent conversations from your website. And it could also be your TripAdvisor reviews, your Trustpilot reviews, your Amazon reviews of your products, or any channel that is relevant to you. So that's what's being analyzed on the in the online world.
Okay, so it's not limited to just like one thing. Like you can go, you guys can literally like analyze like everything, and even like social media, because I think that's probably one of like the most important component. Like I remember we worked with a client like a while back where they would analyze like social media data points to be able to like predict. I wouldn't say predict, but look at like financial markets and stuff like that. And you guys somewhat take like a similar approach where you can analyze like those social media comments, points, and you can gather like feedback that way. And then from there, like once you when you look at more like the action-based side of things, because you mentioned you guys analyze the data, you guys give like somewhat feedback, advice. Like what does that typically look like?
So I think basically brands need to know some answers of some questions. The first one is how people feel about my brand and my competitor brand. What is their buying motivation, right? Because they're buying it for something and they're actually saying it. Who they are based on personas, like is this person a parent? Is this person someone who is trying to catch some discounts. And the last thing is, how can I win them? So what is the approach? So to do that, basically, you need to first have a holistic view of customer reviews. The problem here is these companies have many vendors, right? They have social media monitoring companies who collect the data, who analyze the data. They have call centers who collect the data, who speak with the customers and analyze the data and give a report. And then you also have like chatbots, you have Zendesk, Intercom, right? You have many channels. The problem here is all of the data should be analyzed from one research perspective to understand that holistically. Otherwise, you're just analyzing your social media conversations, you're analyzing your surveys and just looking at that data. But to, you know, actually win these people, you need to look at the data as a whole in a holistic way, and then you also need to check the competitor data. So that's again all the reviews. So one of our clients, he's actually selling ceramics on Amazon. It's his side job. It's not his day job. And he's actually analyzing Amazon reviews of other ceramic companies. And he discovered that there's a tone of blue that is really trending. And then he started manufacturing and producing it.
That's
And then
smart.
he started selling it on Amazon. So that's what I'm talking about. It's not just your data and the competitor data that you can find. So I think like if you do that, there is growth everywhere.
Yeah, because like when I was looking at this, I didn't even think about the side of things where you could do competitor analysis and like market research and stuff like that. But you're able to look at other competitors, people, see what people are saying about them, and you can find these points that they personally might be lacking in. And then you can improve that to make sure your product fits exactly that. And you can discover like growth opportunities, exactly as your client you mentioned, like those ceramic where a lot of people couldn't find them. You just started manufacturing them and he somewhat like created that like supply. Like there was a demand for it, but no one was actually providing it. So he
Yeah.
unlocked a growth opportunity just by analyzing other people. So I love that. That's really interesting.
Yeah.
If we look more at, I guess, like consumer behavior, I'm really curious about like the intersection of like linguistic and customer behavior and like your work. How do you feel, I guess, like understanding these like language pattern like help these brand like make like better decisions?
So I think it's not about analyzing the language, but it's actually analyzing what people are saying. If we're looking at, linguistics, it's an approach from academics. But if we look at people and listen them, then we could actually understand, and then we would actually know what to do. So basically, I think the people who knows the best about their customers are the people who are working at the call center. And people who are mentioning, who are replying their social media mentions because they actually face with the customer. So it's not just the linguistics and customer behavior, but it's just like if you listen to them, you would actually know what to do. So that's, I think that's the intersection.
So just being aware of like what your customers are telling you, taking the feedback at hand to actually make like improvements. Because oftentimes, like your clients and customers are telling you exactly what they want. Like you just have to listen. A lot of people are gonna think, okay, like I have to come up with this new like feature. People are gonna absolutely love it. And then when you look at feedback, no one asked for that in the first place, but they've been waiting for this feature for the past 2 years and you still haven't launched that. So it's all about being able to like see the priorities, what you should be focusing on, what your customers actually want. And by actually listening to what they want, by looking at the data, those call centers, for example, and then you have all the social media comments and taking that holistic perspective, it's like much more easier to see exactly what they want and make growth-based decisions, essentially, if I got that correctly.
Yes, that's true.
Okay. And is there like any other like type of like strategies or like ways that your customers use these insights for growth? I know we obviously mentioned potentially like improving like a product, a service, launching a new product, obviously when there's like a market need. But I'm not sure if you've seen like other like aspects of them using these insights for growth, improving just it could be employee retention, literally like anything, to be honest.
So basically, we are a SaaS platform. So companies like P&G Singapore or Pizza Hut Spain, Michelin Brazil, they're actually running their own reports. So we don't actually access them if we don't talk, right? But from the ones that we have told, we have this great client. It's actually the official mint place of West Australia. So it's the Australia government. They are producing the money of Australia. And they're also a museum. It's called Perth Mint. And I know that they have enhanced their experience in the museum. We had also a conversation with Pizza Hut's agency in Spain, and they were analyzing TripAdvisor reviews in Spain. Of all of the Pizza Hut restaurants. So I know that they did some enhancements in the restaurants too.
And that's like interesting because like the way I was thinking about it was more like when you look at these small, medium-sized businesses, improve a product, improve a service, but there's also like the experience that you have. Like having like a museum, for example, which is like the last thing I would think of as far as the type of people you guys can help with. But you can help with somewhat the experience that these people go through when they actually go to the museum by perhaps like you could look at like Google reviews of like people, the experience that they've had going to that place, and like they didn't like the aquarium or something like that. And then based on that, you can make adjustments. So I think it's really interesting that when you analyze like data, feedback, reviews, it's not just about like these small, medium-sized businesses, but it expands like so much more that you can enhance, improve all these little things and like various aspect. It doesn't have to be B2B focused, it can be B2C focused as well. And there's like a lot of those components. One thing I guess I'd be curious is when you look at like insights and like analytics data, is there Anything that like frustrates you like a lot, like when you look at like data? Because I know some people like myself, like I'll look at data, I'm like, okay, well, why are we collecting this data in the first place? Like, what is this actually helping us to do?
Yeah, so I think it's not the data, but what frustrates me is the people who are coming to us and getting a demo and saying that they're actually doing it manually, like analyzing all of the data in an Excel file manually. It's really strange because so one of our close friends, he's working in an agency and he was talking to us and he mentioned something like, oh, by the way, we are analyzing 100,000 mentions on a monthly basis. That is coming from Twitter. 100K. That means you would need like 10 people in your team, and they should be all doing this and nothing at all. And I mean, so we're talking about the era of AI, and then there's this team doing the work manually, but because they couldn't find a way to do it, that really frustrates me.
And I mean that's not cost efficient like anyway, having 10 people scroll through social media. Like you can definitely automate this with AI, use like a platform like yourself. So that's interesting that they even do that. I know we somewhat spoke onto like the example, like the museum, for example, which I thought was like pretty weird, but is there any other like weird like scenarios, like use case that you've seen like Imola like being used for or?
Yeah, so there is this one person who signed up and he had this. He's working at a really big research company in UK. So we emailed him saying, would you like to have a product tour? We would love to show you around our talents. And he said, hi guys, please don't be excited because I'm going to use it for my side job, not for the enterprise part. Great. So we would still love to meet with a person who would actually love to use Kimola. So I asked about his use case. And so he has this four people who are copywriters, freelance copywriters. And they are writing ebooks to be sold on Amazon in a very strange genre called women erotic. So what they're doing is they're analyzing these erotic ebooks reviews on Amazon, and they're generating new book ideas on our platform because we have this prompt saying that generate new ideas based on customer reviews. They're generating these new reviews, new sorry, they're generating new ideas, and then they're just editing the idea and then publishing it on Amazon.
That's interesting. Wow, because you get to hear directly again from like the customers what they want, and you're able
They
to like
like,
find like these
yeah.
ideas and what they like. Yeah, that is definitely probably one of the weirdest way I've seen a data
Yeah,
analytics or
and
platform.
he said something like, I was out of ideas, so this is really great.
Yeah, I can probably imagine there's probably a lot of like weird use cases that you guys have seen, and you're probably gonna see even more like these like weird use cases. I guess if we go back to like the data, like collecting like these insights, like what would you say should be like the vision for like these companies? Like what should their like approach look like as far as like gathering data? There's obviously the manual approach that we've mentioned that doesn't really make much sense anymore considering with AI, but I'm not sure if you have any like pointers for any people on that side of things.
So what I think is different vendors for collecting data is great, but the analysis approach should be the same for each data, for every data. Because imagine that you're talking about about your problem as a customer to eight different people, right? And then these people, and you're not telling it in the same way, right? But these people never talk to each other in the company,
Yeah.
then they can't go anywhere, right? They would just know that problem and that's it. But if you collect all the data and just unify it and have this holistic approach, then you, I mean, it shouldn't be like doing this on a monthly basis, maybe, right? But it should be at least per year. Like you should do it every year, like have the holistic approach.
Yeah. And I like what you mentioned of having, I guess, like all these like different things, like all into one, like collaborating together to have like this holistic approach. And I feel when you look at like marketing, sales, like the tech departments, like there's a lot of companies that just don't have that synergy. Like they are not collaborating. If your marketing and sales department are not together collaborating, there's an issue right there. Like you should be on the same page. And I feel that still applies to like your data, that you might be hearing something specific from like reviews on a certain platform, and then you might be getting something completely different on like social media. You might be just like different demographic, you're getting different like feedback from. So by taking it like all into one like holistic approach, you're able to not have like any bias around like something that you've heard here, while there is something completely different here, and then you can somewhat get a better understanding at least of like what you're looking at here. So and like when you look at like these like early like stage like SaaS founders, because obviously you're the CEO of Etkimola here, you've obviously helped the business grow like pretty heavily. Obviously you guys are in like 90 countries at the moment, if I'm not like totally mistaken, probably more even soon. If for like most founders, like if they're looking to like scale like globally, get in like more country, expand like their market share, is there any like advice that you would have for like these like early stage like SaaS founders?
Yeah, so I think the first thing to figure out is how to sell and who to sell, right? So they always say things like you should talk to your first customers and understand their journey. But I know that the world is dying for enterprises. And if you're just getting out of an, especially from an accelerator, or if you have mentors, they will try to, you know, put you in a network with the people they know, the enterprises they know, but maybe there is a gap that you can fit in and grow, right? In accelerators, they would never mention SEO and how important it is. But the thing here that made Kimola grow was all about being found on Google. If you actually try to understand who would need and how you're going to differentiate as a product, because it's not just features. It should be your brand positioning, right? This is what helps you to sell and find the gaps and understand who to sell. You need to find that gap. The features, they're great, but I don't think that they are the first thing that makes people buy. I think it's the connection and what you're telling to people, what you're telling to sell to people.
Yeah, it's like the problem you're solving. Like I know like a lot of SaaS founders, you're gonna, I think there's like this common thing in the community around like launching like dark mode on their platform, and they're saying like every
what is
user's
the
gonna have to
problem?
do it. But like why
Please
are
tell
you
me
launching?
the problem.
You're not even solving the problem. You're just making the aesthetic look better. And I feel like oftentimes you have to like prioritize and figure out what you should be doing in the first place versus what you think. And again, that goes back to like the entire concept of this conversation, analyzing data so you know actually what you should be doing, making the right business decisions here. So yeah, no, I appreciate that. But yeah, perfect. I really appreciate you coming on, Pepin. If there's like anyone that wants to get in touch with you, they want to reach out, they want to be able to like analyze like all their data and just grow to like the moon, is there like any like social platforms? Is there like a best way for people to get in touch with you?
So LinkedIn is great to get in touch with me. I'm always available for discussions. And they can also reach out from kimola.com from our Book a Demo pages.
Perfect. We're going to put those links in the description. Thank you so much for coming on, Babin.
Thank you, Zach. It was a great conversation.